White House sidesteps open-weight AI regulation, drawing questions from lawmakers. The White House's August 2026 National Security Science and Technology Strategy names 15 critical technology areas the United States intends to dominate, and open-weight artificial intelligence is absent from every one of them. That omission, in a 24-page document that lists brain-computer interfaces and digital assets as national priorities, is the most consequential thing the strategy does not say. For institutional capital positioned across the AI stack, the gap between what Washington published and what it still owes matters more than the document itself. The strategy, dated August 2026 and issued by the Director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy, fulfills a congressional mandate written into the CHIPS and Science Act. It supports the 2025 National Security Strategy and updates OSDP's official list of critical and emerging technologies. Under Artificial Intelligence and Autonomy, the appendix enumerates 12 subfields: Perception and Sensor Fusion, Planning and Reasoning, Robotics and Embodied Intelligence, Foundation Models, Multi-agent systems and swarm intelligence, autonomous systems across 5 domains, autonomous command and control, agent identification and authentication, interpretability and control, adversarial robustness and AI security, continual learning and distributed and privacy-preserving machine learning. The word open appears 5 times in the entire document. Each instance describes open research environments or an open investment climate. None refers to model weights, open release, or compute thresholds. Patrick Tucker at NextGov flagged the omission and called it a significant oversight, arguing the strategy aligns with a small group of well-connected companies and their compute-intensive approach to AI. Michael Skiffer, a senior advisor at Scalar Advisors and a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, wrote in Just Security on August 18 that Chinese models captured 41% of Hugging Face downloads over the past year, and that Alibaba's Qwen family alone has generated more than 200,000 derivative models. The strategy's silence on open weights sits directly against that data. The strategy itself provides a caveat that complicates any binary reading. Each critical technology area includes a set of subfields that illustrate its scope, but are not meant to be comprehensive, the document states. OSDP and the National Security Council have committed to coordinate technology-specific strategies at the next level of detail for each appendix item. An AI-specific plan is therefore still forthcoming. Open weights may appear there. For investors, that outstanding document is now the one to watch. The open weight gap is a competitive accounting problem, not just a policy debate. The numbers Skiffer cites reframe the policy question as a market share problem. If Chinese models account for 41% of Hugging Face downloads, and Alibaba's Qwen family has seeded more than 200,000 derivative models, the United States is not leading in the distributional layer of the AI economy. Foundation models may sit at the top of the stack, but derivatives are where deployment, customization, and enterprise adoption actually occur. A national security strategy that prioritizes foundation models without addressing open-weight proliferation is optimizing for the wrong metric. The AI giants had already split on this question before the strategy was published. In July 2026, NVIDIA aligned on one side of the open-weights debate. OpenAI and Anthropic were absent from that alignment. Anthropic has separately pressed for tighter scrutiny of open-weight models and for restrictions on chip sales to China. American startups have pushed back against proposed restrictions. The policy fight is open, and the strategy silence does not close it. It defers it. Our view, the omission of open weights from the critical technology appendix is less a decision than an incomplete sentence. The administration's track record of keeping AI positions unpublished reinforces that reading. The White House declined to publish its AI framework earlier in August 2026 as well. Investors should not price this as a green light for open-weight deployment strategies. They should price it as unresolved regulatory risk. Edge compute constraints expose the strategy's hardware, assumptions the strategy's operational logic lean toward mass and cheapness. It calls for optimal combinations of lower cost and sometimes lower tech or attritable platforms that can be fielded in larger numbers and pushes Pentagon procurement toward other transaction authorities and milestone-based contracts. That doctrine has a hardware ceiling the strategy does not address. Jake Steckler of GovAI, writing in a Carnegie Endowment paper published August 10, 2026, put concrete numbers on that ceiling. The best object detection models running on edge devices perform roughly 30% worse than their laboratory counterparts. Ukraine's computational architecture, which combines Western cloud access, domestic data centers, and forward-deployed compute nodes, is already under strain as it integrates more AI into targeting and coordination. Steckler's paper calls for funding to prioritize denied environments without cloud compute access. The Pentagon's latest budget request includes $4.2 billion for sovereign AI infrastructure. Congress has not approved it. $4.2 billion is the Pentagon's budget request for sovereign AI infrastructure. Congressional approval remains pending as of August 2026. The gap between laboratory AI performance and edge AI performance is not a software problem. It is a capital allocation problem. The 30% degradation figure implies that current AI procurement strategies built around cloud-dependent models will underperform in the contested environments the strategy says it is designed for. The attritable platform's doctrine and the compute-constrained battlefield are in direct tension. AI as an offensive multiplier. The threat the strategy implicitly acknowledges the strategy's silence on open weights becomes more pointed against the backdrop of a separate August 20, 2026 advisory issued jointly by the NSA, CISA, FBI, Department of Energy, and Environmental Protection Agency. That advisory warns of an active threat targeting U.S. critical infrastructure using AI-generated exploit scripts targeting Siemens S7 series programmable logic controllers. Threat actors are using AI assistance to generate exploitation scripts from publicly available information on these PLCs for initial access, credential access, and denial of service objectives, the agency stated. The activity targets critical manufacturing, energy, water and wastewater systems, chemical, food and agriculture, and commercial facilities sectors. The agencies did not attribute the attacks to a known threat actor or group. The mechanism matters. A custom Python script incorporating open-source industrial automation libraries mimics legitimate monitoring utilities, providing read and write access to PLC memory, configuration data, and ladder logic programs via the S7COM protocol. The use of AI to generate and rapidly iterate exploitation scripts represents, in the agency's framing, an evolution in offensive capabilities that lowers the technical barrier to industrial control system attacks. This is the second-order consequence of open-weight proliferation that the strategy's appendix does not name. When powerful models are widely accessible, the cost of developing offensive tooling falls. The advisory is a real-time example of that dynamic in operation. A national security technology strategy that lists adversarial robustness and AI security as critical subfields, but does not address the open-weight release policies that affect how quickly adversaries can build those tools, is describing symptoms without naming causes. Allied realignment and the European sovereign software bet the strategy's geographic scope is narrow in ways that carry portfolio implications. It names Australia and the United Kingdom as partners on critical technologies, critical minerals, and the submarine industrial base. It references bilateral technology prosperity deals. It does not mention the European Union once. France and Germany are meanwhile funding a European Palantir rival on the premise that sovereign military software should not be American-owned. That project reflects a structural realignment that open-weight AI accelerates. If a European government can fine-tune a capable open-weight model on sovereign infrastructure without licensing fees or dependency on American cloud providers, the case for buying American defense software weakens. The strategy's EU omission is not a drafting oversight. It is a signal about where Washington sees its alliance dependencies, and the European response suggests the feeling is not symmetric. The Annenberg Public Policy Center surveyed 1,320 U.S. adults between June 16 and July 19, 2026. Only 18% said AI's effect on the country over the next decade would be positive. Opposition to a new local data center reached 61%, up 12 points since spring. Public opposition at 61% to local data center construction is a domestic constraint on the infrastructure build the strategy requires. Permitting risk, local opposition, and congressional inaction on the $4.2 billion sovereign AI infrastructure request combine into a capital deployment bottleneck that no technology strategy resolves on its own. The Placamium view the market is reading the open-weight omission as regulatory relief for open-source AI companies. That reading is premature and probably wrong. Washington has a documented pattern in 2026 of leaving AI positions unpublished rather than resolving them. The outstanding OSTP AI plan is not a formality. It is the document where the actual regulatory architecture will be written. Investors who position on the assumption that open weights escape scrutiny are pricing a decision that has not been made. The more durable insight is structural. The strategy's 12 AI subfields define the government's procurement taxonomy for the next budget cycle. Foundation models, multi-agent systems, interpretability and control, adversarial robustness. These are the categories where defense contracts will be written. Companies whose products map cleanly onto those 12 subfields have a labeling advantage in federal procurement, regardless of how the open-weight question resolves. The 30% edge performance degradation Steckler documents is an underappreciated alpha signal. The strategy's attritable, low-cost platform doctrine creates a massive addressable market for edge-optimized AI inference. The companies solving the lab-to-field performance gap are not the ones dominating the current large language model conversation. They are smaller, less covered, and building for denied environment constraints. That is where the capital-to-outcome ratio looks most favorable. The AI-generated PLC exploit advisory is a monetization signal for OT security vendors. When the NSA, CISA, FBI, DOE, and EPA issue a joint advisory on the same day the National Security Strategy publishes, the policy and threat environments are converging. Industrial cybersecurity, already a multi-billion-dollar market, now has explicit government validation of AI as an offensive vector against critical infrastructure. Companies offering AI-aware OT security tooling are sitting at the intersection of two tailwinds the strategy names and the advisory confirms. The bottom line, the White House's August 2026 strategy is a procurement map, not a settled policy. The 12 AI subfields in the appendix define the federal buying agenda for the next spending cycle, and the missing open-weight language means the most contested regulatory question in AI remains unresolved. The OSTP AI plan still owed to Congress is the document that will actually move markets. Until it publishes, institutional capital should treat open-weight regulatory exposure as live, not cleared. The edge compute gap, the EU sovereign software build, and the AI-enabled OT threat advisory each point toward the same second-order trade. The companies solving for constrained, offline, adversarially hardened AI deployment are underpriced relative to the strategy's operational requirements and the threat environment the government just described.